This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison.
Crowdfunding sites like Kickstarter let anyone donate to a project, but some crowdfunded companies want to go further, offering ownership stakes. But it's not that simple, because investing law is just catching up to crowdfunding. Kate Davidson reports on how that's starting to change through a D.C. real estate company.
Sharon Lewis has lived along the H Street corridor for decades. When she describes how the neighborhood's changed, she chooses her words very carefully.
On H Street, it used to be a lot of hairdressers, but now it's a lot of bars.
It used to be a black neighborhood, but now it's gentrifying. It's booming. But developer Ben Miller says it's been impossible for local people to invest in development right across the street.
Who owns your environment? You don't know. Who's building your environment? Who's building your city? Not you.
So Miller and his group Fundrise started selling shares of private real estate projects to the public online. A slice of ownership, $100 a pop. First, they bought 1351 H Street with private capital, then crowdfunded part of it.
This building has almost 180 owners.
It's going to be an Asian night market. 906 H Street has 360 owners, and at 1300 H Street, there's an old library site that Fundrise wants to buy and turn into apartments.
It could have 10,000 investors.
To solicit small investors now, Fundrise goes through a lengthy review with the Securities and Exchange Commission. But once the Jobs Act is implemented, crowdfunding can take off nationally. The whole point is to make it easier for small businesses to access capital. But there are risks.
Do not invest money in crowdfunding that you can't afford to lose.
Rick Fleming is with NASA, not the space people, but the state securities regulators. He says, remember, most small businesses fail. He says lighter regulation could lead to more fraud, and you can't sell your crowdfunded shares on the stock exchange.
If you invest, say, $10,000 in one of these businesses, you're not going to be able to get that money back anytime soon.
Still, a lot of people investing in Fundrise just think it's fun and interesting. Elon Schnitzer lives on H Street. He expects a 7% return.
My first $7 dividend check, I will take right back to the restaurant that comes in and get a sandwich.
He won't have much say in the property he owns, but at least he'll get lunch. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.